The new Kia EV5 recently toured Kia dealerships throughout New Zealand. I checked it out in Rotorua. It's a mid-sized SUV, very similar design stylings to the bigger Kia EV9, similar in size to the Sportage. This particular EV5 is a demonstrator, so it doesn't match up completely spec-wise with what's coming to New Zealand from the middle of the year. Intuitive, I would describe the cockpit area, intuitive. I like to adjust the temperature controls continually as I drive along, so I find this quite handy, having the shortcuts and your little menu there. You see, so I don't have to be on the screen. I think the screen is very attractive, actually. So you've got a 12.3 sat nav with 12.3 instrument cluster and a 5-inch climate control display. Paddle controls here, up and down. Gear select now, which is in park, which I'll leave it in park since we're in the showroom. Seats very comfortable. Safety functions here on your steering wheel. And then you've got that sensor which looks at you and monitors your life here. We've got here, we've got some buttons here for home, map, search, media. I guess it's your favorites. Turn that off. Oh my gosh. And the setup. Oh, volume control. That's helpful too.
It's got two USBs, 12-inch socket there, wireless charging, cup holders, seat rest, which goes up in this middle sort of old style middle seat in the front, which I wouldn't want to sit on. A little pocket there, storage underneath.
One of my favourite features of the Kia Hyundai technology is the old indicators display comes up. I love that. And this pops up. It's a little bit different, never seen that before. It's got these little holders here. I think these can be moved actually, apparently. You can move those, that's a clever little idea. Plenty of headroom. Back seat. Plenty of headroom for me. 6'2".
Feet room, good. Drinks hot or cold, look over there.
One big difference from the EV6 and EV9 is this EV5 is built on a different platform, the N3 EK. It's based on 400 volt electric architecture compared to the EV6 and EV9s. It features LED daylight running lights, full LED headlights. It utilizes BYD LFP battery technology, and the battery is an 88.1 kilowatt hour battery. 18-inch alloys start on the base model, working their way up to 20-inch on the GT line version. There's actually five different models, starting with the light long range two-wheel drive with a WLTP range of 540 kilometers, priced from $67,990 plus on-road costs. It's pretty well spec'd out. I'm impressed with the car so far, and I'm really keen to give it a drive in the middle of the year when it arrives. Thanks for watching this video, and here's another one to watch if you've got the time.